We've got quizzing to do. Welcoming Rob Kelly back into the Quizmaster's chair.
There's so much content to fit in. I'm glad that your newfound virality hasn't forced you into any kind of new programming style.
Welcome back. Got Ellie J here as well to have a bit of a go at the quiz as well, Rob.
Kia ora, Ellie.
Kia ora.
Okay. Which actor who later met with tragedy played Jennifer North in the film adaptation of The Valley of the Dolls?
Ellie J.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
No.
I was going to say Doris Day.
It's Sharon Tate.
Oh, wow, that was tragic.
Who later went on to be one of the victims of the Manson family murders. But she was in that, alongside a lot of other actresses of the time. It's an amazing film.
There are a few people guessing Natalie Wood.
Yeah, she is in it. But she does not play Jennifer North.
Ah, okay. Did she meet a tragic end?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. Not to my knowledge. But it's not really
Jeremy says she did. She drowned.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Sorry, I said that in a very offhand way.
Yeah, you come in here with your subpar knowledge of 1950s film lore. Moving on. Which David Foster Wallace novel includes an annotated bibliography of the film work of James O. Incandenza?
OJ?
I haven't got a clue. Oh,
there's only
I'm doing
one.
Very badly.
There's only one famous David Foster Wallace novel.
There's a bit of a clue.
And that's Infinite Jest.
Yeah. So a lot of it is about Incandenza and his failed exploits.
How would you know? You haven't read it.
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
I read a summary of it. I've tried to read it.
Same. Everyone has.
It's one of those books. I've never got past page 28 of War and Peace because up to that point it's just listing people's names.
Mm-hmm. I heard of a guy who didn't want to be just another guy with an unfinished copy of Infinite Jest by his bed, so he's got two.
That's one solution.
Yeah.
All right. What is the name of the detective TV show in LA Confidential?
I am doing so badly at this.
Terrible
I thought I had it when you said detective TV show because I watch a lot of those.
Oh, do you? No, Rob's admitted that it's a particularly hard one this week.
It's quite difficult.
Took a random one. I said Dragnet.
Well, you're so close.
Oh.
So it's not Dragnet, but Dragnet was a real show that is pastiched in LA Confidential with a show called Badge of Honor.
Wow.
But Dragnet is very heavily what it's based on in the original 1990 novel. So you're actually one step ahead of the game.
Okay, yeah, well, that was the intention, yeah.
What is the title of the musical the protagonists and the producers try to make the biggest flop in Broadway history?
I don't know.
Springtime for Hitler.
This is very embarrassing.
Absolutely. Springtime for Hitler. A gay romp with Adolf and Ava at the Birched Garden.
Great, thanks, Rob.
Including just some of the most brilliant fiction within fiction that you'll ever see.
Yeah.
The film, it's okay. I mean, I really would recommend it. It's great.
We got someone who got that one right, but they haven't left their name, so well done, you.
And which play is the 1999 film 10 Things I Hate About You based on?
Oh,
this would have been your vintage, Ellie J.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a Shakespeare
well
pun,
done.
Isn't
yep.
it?
You're okay. You're amongst friends here. Deep breaths.
Give her all the
I
time
need
she needs.
My heart is racing. Oh my!
It's high octane quizzing. It's a relationship
Taming
drama.
Of the Shrew?
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
1 out of 5. Solid 20%.
So, yeah, some people said... I can't remember what it is. There's another play that was adapted into Clueless. Clueless is Emma, isn't it?
Anyway.
I can't remember.
Tessa in Oxford got it right. Well done, Tessa. I don't think anyone got 5 out of 5 today, but there was some good guesses.
Some very good interaction, which is good to see.
Paul says he's read Infinite Jest in its entirety, and he says it's worth it for the final scene. It better be, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like the idea of writing a really big book and daring people to read it, but you can really only do that once you're quite established, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, great quiz. Thanks so much.
Hey, no worries. See you next week.